So, there is one couple of features here I wanted to point out, which are rather common. The first feature here is that this function, if you look at it, appears in the header. You know, as I think I mentioned last time, HTML pages have a header and a body. Typically, the header is often, in fact, ignored because it's actually optional. The only thing you usually ever specify in a header is a title. But with JavaScript, it becomes very convenient to put sort of general-purpose JavaScript, which are a bunch of functions that you want to call. You always put those in the header. The reason being is that the header, and it's not surprising, the header is processed first by the browser. And so if you want your function to be around and you don't, and it's not doing a write command, then much the best place to put it is in the header of your page, because you know that it's going to be read in. Otherwise, for instance, if you had this command here and you put the JavaScript at the end, then as Netscape is a sequential animal, it starts at the beginning of the document and goes to the end, there is a chance that if you were very fast in clicking and you put the compute function at the end, that it wouldn't have actually loaded the compute function, and therefore it will give you a JavaScript error when you press the button. So as far as I know, you lose absolutely nothing by putting all interesting JavaScript capabilities in the header, and it has a lot of advantages. So you should assume that JavaScript, which uses document.writes, will go in the body, because that's where the document.writes are typically done, although you can, of course, you are allowed to write all this stuff here. You can generate the header from JavaScript, so you can have document.writes, which are not just in the body, but typically document.writes are in the body, and all interesting arithmetic is in the header.